Because our iman and quality is not so strong. But it's with the environment affecting us. Do you get it or no? Now, and this is why they said, dealing with dawah for with people for a long time is very dangerous today. For example, do dawah to anybody. Go to some people. After a while, either you give them dawah constantly or they give you dawah. And you become affected by them. Do you get it or no? Even if you do not feel it. For example, when I do dawah to people, I'm soft and nice and kind and this and that. And little by little, I get more stuff. More tough. More tough. More tough. Why? Because I do not have the quality of the companion. The companion, unbelievable quality, with unbelievable patience. We do not have it. And what's the result? The result, I become impatient. The result, I become more powerful or forceful with the intention, maybe this will do the job. And sometimes also I do it with another intention. To give it to you so hard, to check you out. If you sincere, you will continue. If you so weak and not sincere, you will flush me so nicely and you will go. And in either case, I like it. Really? Why? Because today is not how many, it is a quality count. And today I believe is no time. Either you're going up or you're going down. Either you're developing your quality or you're still stuck in your own bad habit. And where we go from here? Can we go anywhere? I promise you. You can go like that for 10, 20 years and I will meet you after 20 years, the same identical symptom. And this is what scares me. If you do not make a major action against yourself, you're not going anywhere. What I do to you? I am doing to you what you should do to anybody coming to marry you. They said, the metal do not show up without fire. My father, rahmatullah alayhi, inshaAllah, and elevate his level on a Muslim, every time he used to be tough with me, I tell him, why you do that? He take me to a small alley. And the alley has what do you call it? Zone of make iron.
Blacksmith.
And he take me to a blacksmith. And he showed me. The man keep putting the iron in fire. Once it's ready, he bring it out. And he keep beating. Big hammer. Beating. Tang, 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 tang. Beating. And he can hear it. He tell me, do you see what's going on? I said, what does it mean? He said, you are like the iron. The more I beat you up, the more quality you have. He said, if I want good quality, the man has to hammer it a lot. The more it hammer, the more it produce quality. And the more you can shape it. What happened to us? We get spoiled, we get pressure hasty, and before you know it, we become cold, steel with a bad quality. Meaning, if you look to the sunnah of Allah, what he does, he put us in fire, which is calamity situation and all this, and he give us a beating. To produce what? Quality. By this way, any situation in our life, what is it? Is a beating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring what? The quality. And this is why if you look to the ummah right now, we are in the rahmah of Allah. Why? 20 years ago, the whole ummah went to what? To economy, to business, to this, to that, to dunya, and producing what? Dunya. George Bush, what he's doing? He's doing a beautiful job for the whole Muslim ummah. He wake them up. What else do you want? You cannot ask for more. By this way, in any individual level, family level, collective level, okay, the beating is what? Good for you or bad for you? Eh? I want here. Good for you or bad for you? That's it. You should like the beating or no?
Yes.
And you thank Allah for it or no?
Yes.
Because if Allah love you, he keep beating you up until you become clean until you get closer to Allah and until you realize you are belong to Akhirah. And this chosen from Allah. And if Allah hate you, He make you feel low, will go in this life dumb, blind, He give you dunya, He open for you, you will like it, and you become so corrupted and you finished. You get it or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
MashaAllah. You people, I need a telescope now. Mahab, sit down this side. In other words, he said we are mixed. This one?
Yeah.
You guys should come towards the front. Come on, come on the front. Unless you're so scared, stay in the back. Did I ever bite anybody in here? I was thinking like the Mercedes-Benz buses. They have this tick, zzz, tick, zzz. Mercedes-Benz. These people, I keep yelling. Even sit three together. By this way, you warm the place. Now I can see. I'm done. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له آمين آمين يا رب العالمين اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين اللهم اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين نو باتري الحمد لله رب العالمين. Do you have extra battery?
I do.
Okay,
what
go
kind
ahead.
Of
triple A.
Make a decision quick. Always do not give up. Try. This is my message. Make salah ala nabi. Set intention. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us. He is the giver. He is the giver. You know what meaning Fahim? MashaAllah. Coming from Fahama. And this is like, there's a huge difference between knowledge and Fah. Is it on?
Yes.
Okay. Allahumma razuqna wa anta khayrul raziqin. Allahumma akrimna wa anta akramul akrameen. اللهم أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم اشرح صدورنا لما تحبه وترضاه اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا
اللهم افتح علينا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من الراشدين، واجعلنا من الهداة المهديين، ولا تجعلنا من الضالين أو المضلين أو الفاتنين أو المفتونين أو المبدلين أو المبتدعين. آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا البصيرة والفهم والعلم النافع. اللهم ارزقنا الحكمة والبركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول. آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، any question, any concern? Yes, I was waiting for you. Go ahead.
The book on the devils and the jinns, there's this one hadith, and it says that do not pray during when the sun is rising or before the sun is rising, right before the sun is rising, because that's between that time the devil's horns are
high.
Yeah, high. And then isn't there a non-obligatory namaz that you can read right after Fajr?
Okay. No. After Ishraq. Okay. And even after Ishraq, Ishraq is the sunrise. Okay. Now, a lot of Pakistani Indians, they will argue with Arabic people. They call it Salat al Ishraq. The Arabic people said Salat al Duha. The people argue, no, it's no Duha at this time, it's Ishraq. The Arabic people said, no, Salat al-Duha is the Sunnah. It's just misunderstanding by the verb and the timing and the name. Okay? Because the Salat al-Duha is recommended from the sunrise until what? Almost 20 minutes before Zuhr. It go all the way time. Now, if you collect under Salat al-Duha in Riyad al-Salihin, you will find two major hadith it tell you about the timing. What is the timing and what's the hadith? The timing is when the sun rise coming white. The hadith is very clearly. Okay? One of the hadiths, حَتَّى تَطْلَعُ الشَّمْسِ بَيْضَاءُ, until the sun rise white. And sun rise white in Brina approximately 40 minutes to 35 minutes to 45 minutes from Ishraq. It varies according to the season. Sometimes minimum 25 minutes, maximum 40 minutes. Okay? By this way, for example, when you look in the calendar and find Ishraq, this is the beginning, but not the mustahab. Mustahab in Arabic meaning what? The recommended time by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can I pray after Ishraq? Sure. But it's not the mustahab. The mustahab when the sun rise coming what? White. Okay? And many ahadith about it. Okay? What you do now, you go ahead by yourself and read in any fiqh book or any hadith book under the topic of what? Salat al-Duha or Ishraq. You will find too many hadith. Once you have collecting all this hadith, you will come to a conclusion. What is the conclusion? Is you have to earn it by yourself. It's very important not to take the knowledge only by listening. Why? We're not sitting in here in a gathering of seeking knowledge. This I consider a gathering of a reminder, awareness, awakeness. Because if we want to talk about only Salat al-Ishraq, it can take half an hour, 45 minutes. From every aspect, we collect all the hadith, all the evidence, and we do it. But we're not doing it so far. Inshallah, I'm planning to do that if I'm still alive in the near future. Okay? Because once you do that, you have to have an audience from beginning to the end, same thing, identical. By this way, we do not miss any word. And at this time, you will become a student of knowledge. And a student of knowledge cannot be like a monkey once in a while, the times he like. No, it has to be a sequence. Okay, inshallah? That said, From all the jinn topic, all you worry about Salat al-Ishraq? What else? Huh?
Well, I just started reading, so...
You're starting? Let me tell you right away. Boom, 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 boom. I will not explain it now in the video. Why? You have an issue. Allah give you a book. What I should do with this book now? Hum, 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 hum. I eat it. Why? This issue is very important for me and my family. How I sleep and this book arrive in my arm and I do not do something about it. You see? By this way, when I was in your age or younger, okay, once I receive a book, very important to me, about a certain topic in my life, what I do? Huh? What I do?
Take it in.
Taking what? Seriously. By this way, I will spend 12 hours, 18 hours, 20 hours. I will not go to sleep. I will keep reading because I'm so hungry. I want this piece of knowledge. You get it or no? Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. By next week, this book should be finished and you should give me all the questions or finish it at least twice or three times. You get it or no? I'm not kidding. Okay? Take it so seriously. Huh? Any question, any concern? Anybody read anything? Reading. Yes, Oscar.
I read a while ago. It was either Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah or his teacher Ibn Taymiyyah.
Ibn Qayyim.
Ibn Qayyim. Or Ibn Taymiyyah. Either one of them, in the morning, after Fajr, they would sit down and make zikr, and make remembrance. And they said, without this, for the rest of the day, they would draw their power from this.
MashaAllah. So, do you hear what he said? After Salat al-Fajr, until Duha, your power in dhikr between this time. By the way, anybody have weakness in his habit, anybody have weakness in anything, the power you have at this time. What about I like to go to sleep? Don't. Sit down, do zikr until mustahab time. This is your power, this is your progeny, this is your provision, this is your goodness, this is everything coming to you at this time. This is a blessing of the day. And what's the question?
Question was, what zikr would they perform? And what should we perform?
Okay. According to many scholars, okay, what they recommended, the basic. What is the basic? You make istighfar and tawbah 100 times or 70 times. You make subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim 100 times. One of the most powerful one. I consider today mandatory for all of us. After Fajr and after Maghrib. La ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika la. Lahul mulk. Walahul hamd. Yuhyi wa yumeet. Biyadihi al-khayr. Wahuwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. 100 times. Why? Because if you make this dhikr 100 times, you 100% protected from all the jinn, all shayateen, all the sihr until the evening. And if you do it in the evening, you protect it 100% by the will of Allah until morning. Now, do we need it or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, another one, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim, because this is the food of the angels. This is the dua of the angel. This is the tasbih of the angel. Allah loves it so much. And you can go under chapter tasbih, subhanallah wa bihamdi, in Sahih Bukhari or Tirmidhi or Muslim or Riyad al-Salihin, and you will see. This is one of the most powerful one. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. Now, One's another one, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim, wallahu akbar, again 100 times. Okay? And salah ala nabi, durood sharif. Okay, whatever amount of time you want. Now, let me tell you something, you might not read it in this book, I read it in a different book. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, one time he entered in one of his teacher, Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh, and he find him making a zikr. And this zikr, he find Ibn Taymiyyah was doing it all the time. So much. He asked him, oh my ustaz, oh my teacher, why you have this particular one? Listen to what he said. He said, I did it, I use it, and I find a lot of barakah, a lot of power in this particular dua. Who remembers the dua? I said it in here before. MashaAllah. This is the one. يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام برحمتك أستغيث اللهم اصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. And some people can disagree because the hadith, it said the same dua minus يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. By this way, what Ibn Taymiyyah did, he add Yad al-Jalali wa al-Ikram for more by between him and Allah. Can you do that? Some people said, no, no, don't add. A lot of early people did. Can you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I add one of your name is a big mistake? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. By this way, the Masnoon Hadith, the one from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث اللهم اصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. Okay, now what is the meaning of the hadith or the dua? يا حي يا قيوم, the life, the قيوم, the one control and oversee everything, the one in his hand everything. Qayyum, we can talk about it for some time. بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيلْ, with your mercy, we do إِغَاثَة. What is إِغَاثَة? إِغَاثَة is a state of, like, despair. When you're really finished, and you're really looking for anything, you do إِسْتَغَاثَة. Like somebody in the drowning in the sea. إِسْتَغَاثَة. Okay? By this way, istighatha is when a person really from deep in his heart, okay, this is only way, is no another way. Do you get it or no? This meaning istighatha. If you go, please, please, this way is called what? Istighatha. Okay? By this way, birahmatika, with your mercy, we do istighatha. Meaning we seek your mercy to be for us. Allahumma la takilni ila nafsi. Allahumma aslah li sha'ni kullu. O Allah, take care about all my affair. All of it. All my, whatever I need and all whatever affair. Wa la takilni, and don't make me rely on myself a blink of an eye.
Allah.
Why? Because if you rely on yourself in a blink of an eye, you finished. And even another hadith completely, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to add, وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ, and not smaller than that and no greater than that. Because imagine if I rely on myself in any moment, what happened to me? Who will be for me? Shaitan, my nafs, my hawa, my desire, And if I rely on Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allah will love me, Allah will take care about me, Allah will be for me. Now which one you want to be? You want to rely on Allah or do you want to rely on yourself? Can I tell you a bad news? The bad news, the Ummah today cannot even rely on Allah. They refuse. They cannot handle it. Because we're so dumb and so far away from Allah, we rely on our money, our status, our degree, our mental disturbedness, okay, our mental lunatic, our arrogant and shayateen, and we refuse to rely on Allah. I mean it, in the front of Allah. We refuse to rely on Allah. Tell me if you rely on yourself, where you're going. And if you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you're going. By this way, when I study this hadith and this dua, I find a lot of goodness in it. You know why? Number one, you call Allah by the most beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the most powerful one, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Number one. Number two, you ended the dua with completely surrender to Allah and deny yourself, and you completely want, complete rely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the ultimate taslim and the ultimate iman. The ultimate iman to rely on Allah. The more you rely on Allah, the more you belong to Allah, the more Allah will be for you. You get it or no? Now, also, when you look to all this early scholar, this people is not anybody. By this way, when you make this dua all the time, over and over and over again, what it will do to you? It will teach you iman. It will give you iman. It will make you far away from yourself. It will burn your shayateen. It brings a lot of angels. You have now unbelievable power of army of angels around you. What else do you want? Now when you try to think, what will happen? It will be inspiration and will be a light and wisdom from Allah. And if you do not do so, you sit down in your own helicopter, running like crazy, okay, try to figure out a situation. And shaitan take over and mashallah. You get it or no? And this one of the most dua, okay? Now, one of the things also is really recommended early in the morning and evening, okay? Allahumma a'udhu bika min an ushrik bika shay'an a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lamu. And this hadith you can find it with 2-3 riwayah, and you can find it in many book. Meaning you're asking Allah to save you from the shirk and forgive you from the shirk you do not know. You get it? And also is recommended at morning time and evening time, you go to Al-Hisn Al-A'zam or Tahseen Al-A'zam, the most greatest tahseen. And many of them. If you do them, you're done. You're completely done. And this has to be early in the morning and after Maghrib every single day. And this you find it in Tirmidhi. In Tirmidhi, you will find this particular one. What is it? It's a hadith of the meaning. Whoever recite the last, if my memory is correct, 4-5 verses from Surah Al-Hashr. Okay? 3 times. And in another report, 4 times. Starting with, A'udhu billahi samia al-aleem min ash-shaytan ar-rajim bismillahi ar-rahman ar-rahim. Law anzalna hadha al-Qur'an ala jabalin لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله إلى آخر السورة. If you do this 3-4 verses okay, or five verses with أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم, okay, you will get 70 angel and another report 70,000 angel to be your companion for your protection until evening. And if you do it in the evening, the 70 to 70,000 angel will be your companion of your protection until morning. What else you want? Imagine Allah send you a special militia army by special angels surrounding you, commanded to protect you by whom? By whom? Allah Jalla Jalalu, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Do I need bodyguard? Do I need to scare from anybody? Do I need to scare from Sahra and Shayateen?
No.
Do I need to worry about anything?
No.
None. You get it or no? Imagine how much we have in our fingertips. How much Rasulullah give us? The another one, the famous hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Okay? The one when he was sitting in Syria, okay, in Damascus, okay, and sitting in the masjid, when a man came to him, he said, Ya Abu Darda, your house on fire. And what he said? He said, my house cannot be on fire. The man ran. He saw the house on fire. He came back to him. He said, Ya Abu Darda, your house on fire. Listen carefully. Abu Darda, what he said in Arabic, مَا كَانَ لِيَحْتَرَ, cannot be on fire. The man go, come back, and Abu Darda keep repeating the same thing three times. He said, my house cannot be on fire. Number four, meaning the time come, when the man came, number four, he said, Ya Abu Darda, my eyes is a liar. What you said is the truth. How? I saw with my eyes the fire eating all the houses, and your house was in the middle. The fire stopped. It eat all the houses, and the only house left is you. The fire did not touch. It's almost like marked around the house, not to be touched. You sitting in the masjid and you do not see the fire, and you believe your house not on fire, and I'm seeing the fire, and I see your house inside the fire, and I believe your house on fire. How you do that, Ya Abu Darda? You know what he said? He said, كَلِمَاتٍ عَلَّمَنِيهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. It's a few words Rasulullah teach it to me, to say it every morning and every evening. And he said to me, whoever say it, he will be protected from everything except one, death. Do you see Ambrina or no? Can I need ta'weeza? Tell me, can I need ta'weeza? Can I need to go to anybody? Can I be scared from anybody? Can I scare from shaitan and all his army? Allahu Akbar. No way. Why? Allahumma anta Rabbi. Allahumma anta Rabbi. Oh Allah, you are my Lord. Rabbi. La ilaha illa anta. Nobody except you. You see? La ilaha illa anta. Alayka tawakkaltu. On only you I rely, Ya Allah. Wa anta ala kulli shay'in qadir. And you are Allah, is the able of everything. Look at iman and yaqeen, if I say it right. Allahumma anta rabbi. Alayka tawakkaltu. Wa anta rabbul arsh al-azim. And you are, Ya Allah, the Lord and the owner of the great throne, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ. What Allah want and ordain will be done. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. And if He do not want it, will not be done. You see how it's clear? If I say this in the morning, tell me what I should worry about.
Nothing.
A monkey comes to marry me, and my family pushed me to marry him. Believe me, say yes, and said, oh Allah, take care about my family and my mankind. Allah will take care about it. Do I worry about anything? No. Do I worry about my business, my degree, my status, my examination, anything? ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. And no power, no ability, no strength without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Ali, the most high, the most exalted. Al-Azim, the most high. What else you want? But you know today what we do? Is this a dua? No. You have to say it with your heart, not with your tongue. You have to say it deep down from your heart. And you mean it. ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعلم أن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. Allah, His knowledge surrounding everything. وأحصى كل شيء عددا. And calculate everything. أعلم أن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما وأحصى كل شيء عددا. اللهم أعوذ بك من شر نفسي. O Allah, I seek refuge of you from the devil of myself. من شر نفسي ومن شر كل دابة أنت آخذ بناصيتها إن ربي على صراط مستقيم. And from everything, from every shar, from every devil, you Allah is reign it. Can shaitan just do whatever he wants without the knowledge of Allah? Can he escape and do something Allah do not know? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. We are so far. Hey, you worry? You afraid? Allahu Akbar. Inna Rabbi ala sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, He put me in the right path. You understand me? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this one, in many hadith, you see it in the zikr or the tahseen of sabah or masa, morning or evening. Who remembers another one, the most greatest one after that? It's two. This is the most highest. This is the most protector one. If you say those, you're done. If somebody put you now in fire like Ibrahim alayhi salam, what you said? Hasbi Allah wa ni'am al-wakil. And you said, and you believe without no doubt, this will be a suite in a Hilton by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand or no? Huh?
Yes.
Okay. You want the suite in Hilton? Of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Hilton of Jannah, inshaAllah?
Inshallah.
Without no price of Hilton? And no signing out or coming out at one noon? You are forever, for infinity? Allahu Akbar. You do not have to have a room service. Room service coming toward you automatically. No bathroom. No smell, no stink. Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah. I do not have to take a shower. I do not have to brush my teeth. All the time will be clean, alhamdulillah. You see? This is in Jannah, not here. Don't do that. You will be stink. Okay? Don't do that, please. The another dua is, anybody remember? So powerful, people. So powerful. So powerful. When I say it from my heart, wallahi, nothing will bother me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is the beginning of the dua. Allahu Akbar three times. Bismillah ala nafsi wa deeni. Bismillah ala nafsi wa deeni. بسم الله على كل شيء أعطانيه ربي. بسم الله على كل شيء أعطانيه ربي. بسم الله خير الأسماء. بسم الله رب الأرض ورب السماء. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. بسم الله افتتحت وعلى الله توكلت. الله ربي لا أشرك به أحدا. اللهم إني أسألك من خيرك الذي لا يعطيه إلا أنت، وأستعيذك وأستجيرك من كل شيطان رجيم، وأقدم من أمامي. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. ومن خلفي، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وعن يميني، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. ومن عن شمالي، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. ومن فوقي، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. ومن تحتي، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Now, once you said that, what haven't you done? Now, let me teach you what some scholar taught me. After that, you should have some certain zikr or certain name of Allah for you, the one you like, the one you need, the one you desperate need. I will tell you some of them in case I die. You want to say, Ya Nuru, Ya Allah. 100 times. Why? You need the nur of Allah. You need said, Ya Wadudu, Ya Allah. Very powerful. Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu, Ya Allah. Very powerful. Ya Halimu, Ya Allah. You need Halm. You need good quality. Ya Afu, Ya Allah. You need Af from Allah. And you need Afwa to have it in your own quality. Ya Shakuru, Ya Allah. You need Shukr. You need to be in a state of Shukr and Hamd all the time, the maximum you can. Okay? And whatever quality you need. You are weak, Ya Qawi, Ya Allah. Ya Mateen. You have no quality at all, Ya Muqitu, Ya Allah. Ya Samadu, Ya Allah. One man, atheist. He have a sanam, he have a statue, worship a statue. One day he's hungry, nothing he can eat. He tried all the worship, it didn't work. And he got closer to the sanam, the statue. And he said, Ya sanamu, ya sanamu, ya sanam. And one of this time, he said, Ya samad. At the same moment he said it, Allah called Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, go fulfill his need. He said, Ya Allah, he called you by mistake, Ya Allah. He said, if my servant called me by mistake, I'm not a mistake, my name is not a mistake, go fulfill his need, Ya Allah. If a man atheist, never believe in Allah, calling Allah Ya Samad by mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel quick to fulfill his need as soon as possible. What about me if I call Ya Allah, Ya Samad, and I mean it? Tell me. Do you know what meaning Samad? Samad, the scholar said, the one containing all the quality of Allah. Meaning the Samad, containing all the name of Allah in one word, Samad. Allahu Samad. This why Surah Al-Ikhlas قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ dinner right now, you should leave. Really, all of you should leave. It's enough. You have enough today. Why? Because if you have this knowledge and you live in it and you make this dua with your heart, not with your tongue, with a believing in who you're calling, what else do you want? Huh? What else you want? What else you worry about? Can you worry? Can you scare? Can anything bother you? Can anybody take what is written for you?
No.
Can anybody can give you what is not written for you?
No.
No. Listen to this dua now. And this dua, I saw it in one of the books only 2 or 3 years ago. لبيك 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 وسعديك والخير في يديك بك ومنك وإليك لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لبيك 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 يا الله لبيك وسعديك and all the happiness toward you and from you يا الله والخير في يديك all goodness in your hand يا الله بك by you ومنك and from you وإليك toward you يا الله by you and from you and toward you لا مانع لما أعطيت nobody can take from me what you will give me nobody can take from me what you give me nobody can prevent what you give me anybody can prevent nobody and nobody can give me what you prevent and what you're planning not to give ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد and no effort and no work and no struggle can benefit me from you and from your ordain and from your destiny it doesn't work with Allah it doesn't work your destiny will take you can run like crazy and you will not get except what is written for you. Look at our Muslim brother acting as a circus people in New York City, who's a taxi driver. What is that? Where's Iman and Yaqeen? And they cut each other and screaming and shouting and cursing. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Anybody can take your risk or give you a risk? Nobody can take from you what's written for you. And nobody can give you something is not written for you. Nobody. When I mean nobody is nobody. Nobody. You get it or no? No, you do not get it. If you get it, what it will happen? It gives you sakina. It gives you tranquility. It gives you peace. It gives you happiness. Why? I'm with Allah. Word worry is not exist. Anxiety and anxiety attack is not exist. Migraine, headache is not exist. Believe me, I should open a really, what do you call it, clinic. And believe me, all I'm going to do, I'm going to get a whip and a baseball bat. You come complaining about migraine headache, I will give you 100 lashes until you say La ilaha illallah. This will take care about all your headache completely, forever. And if it didn't work, I will use my father rahmatullah alayhi advice. I give you a hit in the head, it changes all your brain cell organization and give you a different genetic map in your head. Maybe if you get a real, real severe concussion, It will take all the shayateen out of your head and give you iman and yaqeen. You do not need aspirin. You do not need Tylenol. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. With the remembering of Allah, the heart in tranquility. وَالَّذِينَ تَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And those, their heart is tranquility and peace with the remembering of Allah. Can I remember Allah and my helicopter work? Tell me, can I?
No.
No. Meaning my zikr is wrong. Not the zikr by itself, but my heart. My tongue is a liar, my heart is blocked. Why? I have no belief in Allah. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, اِدْعُوا اللَّهُ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Asking Allah with complete conviction, Allah will accept your dua. You get it?
Inshallah.
You get it or no? Anybody has migraine headache? Anybody has worry? Anybody has a problem? Meet me in my office with a soundproof office. By the way, you can scream the way you want. No scream, no ice cream. You will get 100 lashes. So nice. Okay, will give you purification completely from migraine and all the problem you have. Okay? Is this answering your question, Asif?
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. And this adaya and all this azkar, morning and when? Evening. Why? Because the day start by what? Maghrib time. Some pious people, they like also between Asr and Maghrib, especially the last 45 minutes or 1 hour before Asr. They sit toward the Qibla and do a lot of Askar. Why? Especially because it's the Asr time. And what is Asr time? What is Asr?
Middle prayer.
No. Asr, a lot of tafsir about the word Asr. Is the middle of the day is explanation. But what it mean Asr? What's that? Asr? No. Asr is the best translation is. Asr, some scholar said something so beautiful. He said, what happens if you get to the middle of the day? Meaning the day is gone. And you're going towards the ending. Do you get it or no? By this way, once one Asr is happening, the day is gone. You are ready to go to the final chapter of the day. You agree or no? And he said, what is the Asr? Is the Asr is the time of the day? Is the time in your life? Is the time in the whole earth? What is it? And this is why Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu and many another scholars said, Surah Al-Asr is enough. For the whole ummah, for mankind. Wal-Asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Allah swear by the Asr. Mankind in a complete what? Khusr. What is khusr? Lost. Lost. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who believe. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, which is Allah, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْصَبْرِ, with patience, with Allah. الْحَقُّ هُوَ اللَّهُ, هُوَ الْقُرْآنُ, هُوَ الْمَسَجُ. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْصَبْرِ, a patient with the message, holding the message, not patient crying over a child, or over somebody, or over a cookie, or a man, or a woman, or business, no. This is the one. By this way, he said, the majority of mankind in a stray and a time of Asr. You look to the market, the most busy time is what? Asr. The most heavy business trade all the time is Asr. Now imagine, in the time of a human being in Asr, meaning in a complete chaos and complete destroying to themselves, you sit down and said, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. This is the tasbih of Malaika, tasbih of the angels. What happened now? Allah can look at you and gather the angel, said, oh my angel, my servant is doing what you're doing. Oh my angel, bear witness, he's better than some of you.
Allah.
And you want power. Where do you get the power? How is how you get the power? This is how you get the power. This is how you get the power. You get the power when you really value this precious time and try to be in a state like that. The maximum you can. And if you can make it as a habit, Allahu Akbar. This is your power. You want power? This is the power station. This is the energizer. This is the Duracell, super, super, X, whatever, whatever. Long lasting. Okay? Don't go for Panasonic and Sony cheap one. Go for the one, long lasting. And you have it. Nobody can stop you. Use the one you choose to have what power you want. Any question, any concern? Salah ala Nabi. Salah ala Nabi is powerful. A boy, not a man, a boy. The companion sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when a boy arrived. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, come boy, come sit next to me. And he said to them, this boy, he do something more than all of you. And the companion was shocked. This boy doing something more than all of us? What is that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, this boy, tell them what you say. He said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'adad man salla alayhi. Make salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make durood to the amount of all the people make salah ala Nabi. And all the creature. Wallahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may Allah make salah ala Nabi, okay? Adad man lam yusalli alayhi. And oh Allah, make salah ala Nabi with the amount of those who do not make salah ala Nabi. Wallahumma salli ala Muhammad kama yanbaghi salata alayhi. And make salah ala Nabi in a way you want it and you like it, Ya Allah. Wallahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kama tuhibba an yusalli alayhi, and make salah ala Nabi with the same amount you love to have it for him, Ya Allah. Why? Some scholars said something very important. All your zikr can be accepted or rejected according to your halal and haram, your family structure, your relationship with your husband and wife, your relationship with parents, your relationship with Allah and mankind, if you do zulm or not. And salah ala nabi, Allah promised Rasulullah, will never reject it. Salah ala nabi was never rejected. Why? Some people said salah ala nabi is the opener. Salah ala nabi is what? Is the opener for every closed. Every time you have a situation you're not sure about it, what you do? Salah ala nabi. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Another person said of the early tabi'in or tabi' tabi'in, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad ba'adad man salla wa qam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad ba'adad ma sallat alayhi al-anam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'adad ma sallat alayhi al-insu wal-jan. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'adad ma sallat alayhi malaikatu rahman. اللهم صل على محمد بعدد ما صليت عليه يا الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد بعدد بين the amount of people get up and make salah alayh or sit down and make salah alayh. Oh Allah, make salah ala Sayyidina Muhammad in the same amount of all a creature. Oh Allah, make salah ala Nabi with all the amount of human being and jinn, make salah ala Nabi. And oh Allah, make salah ala Nabi with the same amount of all the jinn and all the angel, make salah ala Nabi. And oh Allah, make salah ala Nabi with the same amount you did in your kingdom from beginning to the end, ya Allah. This is called adaya kamila or jami'a. If you're stuck and you have no time, go for jami'a. If you have time, you do for short. Can I go jami'a and do not do short? Each one has different reward. Jami'a give you a lot of reward. The one that take time, it give you power. I need both. I need the power, and I need the rewarding and the opening. Now, each one of us, how much you have power and how much opening according to how much you do zikr. Now, if you have a bad habit and you have shayateen, what it means? You're not doing zikr enough. Or you're not doing it right. Or you're doing it so quiet to the point shayateen overwhelming you. Or you're thinking more than doing zikr. You want the power, you want inspiration, you want all the rushd, what you do? Do zikr all the time. Stop helicopter. Stop it. Ground it. Send it to the junkyard. I'm serious. Said enough is enough. Because you have plenty. Because once you are like that, and you talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, last week I was dealing with some people who have some problem. And they cannot make decision. I said it's very simple. Every time I hear your voice, I see you. You said, oh, and this, and that, and if, and maybe, and if. What it mean? You're doing conversation with whom? With shaitan, with your nafs. I said, okay, try every situation rise, take it toward Allah. Take it toward Allah. Talk to Allah. Said, Allah, I have this situation. Oh Allah, what to do, ya Allah? Oh Allah, show me Allah. And if the situation is so tough, remember you are in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And said what? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. We belong to you, ya Allah. And toward you, we coming back toward you, ya Allah. And try when you say it, to remember you're going to stand in the front of Allah and you're going to be accountable of what you're saying and what you're doing. At this time, all the problem is gone. All your problem is gone. All your fear is gone. All your worry is gone. It's gone. Gone. Another things I find a lot of people do. They do istikhara. They do dua. And when Allah gives them the answer, they cannot handle it. Why? Because the answer is against what they like. Meaning is a trial. And this I discovered almost 14 years ago. I make a dua in the morning. I left my house. Problem after problem. Problem after problem. Before Zohr, I was loaded with all kind of problem. And I get upset. But by the will of Allah, I was training myself by the will of Allah in one thing. I ask myself, why am I upset? Why I'm upset? I'm upset because I did the dua or because the situation? Situation. I ask myself, if I make the dua and Allah inshallah listen to my dua, what is my problem? I find it. When Allah give me situation, I do not like it. What it mean? I have no rida of what Allah ordained for me. And I start making this dua. This one of my personal collective dua, I do it daily every time, the maximum I can. Allahumma khir li wa akhtar li is a weak hadith, but is reported in many books. call it hadith, call it an author, call it a riwayah. Allahumma khir li. O Allah, choose for me. Wakhtar li. It's almost like a complete istikhara in two sentences or two words. Allahumma khir li, wakhtar li. ولا تجعل لي خيرة إلا في ما اخترته لي رب العالمين. And don't make me choose except what you've chosen for me, ya Allah. واجعلني راضيا بما اخترته لي رب العالمين. And make me content of what you ordain and destined for me, ya Allah. وبارك لي. And put barakah and blessing in what you're choosing for me, Allah. Do we know what is that? No. Do we know the unseen? No. Do we know tomorrow? No. But I have only one thing, and this is sufficient for me. If I believe in my Lord, if I believe in Allah is my Rabb, what is my problem? Yeah? Can I have a problem? If I know my Rabb always give me the goodness. And even my calamity, my musibah, my situation is only a trial from Allah to me. And it's not designed to destroy me. It's designed to cleanse me, to purify me, to make me closer to Him, to give me a wake-up call, to give me awareness, to change my lens, to give me a better telescope and microscope, to see my own mistake and see the future. How I can see the future? It's very easy. If I'm with Allah, what is my problem? Where is my future? In the hand of my Lord. And my Lord is so Rahim, is so Kareem, is so generous, is so merciful, is so protective. He gives the best. What is my problem? I like to surrender to my King, my Rabb, my owner, my creator, my provider. And once I do that, do I have a problem? Do I have a migraine headache? Do I have a chest problem? Do I need to go through counseling? Huh?
No.
Believe me, open for me an office. We'll make a lot of money. And only will hear one thing, is screaming. Everybody come for consultation, 100 lashes. It will change all your problems. In this life and hereafter. How? You will make tawbah to Allah. And once you make tawbah to Allah, inshaAllah, thumma inshaAllah, Allah will open for you and give you mercy. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبْ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves the one who repents. With every lashes, you're getting closer to Allah. And your dua is accepted. But we need soundproof. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Anybody hears dua and the dua is not a masnoon dua, meaning Rasulullah did not say it. Some people argue. They said it's not a masnoon dua. Do you remember the riwayah when Rasulullah was praying and he heard somebody make dua? He said, who makes this dua? Even the person was scared. He did a mistake. And what he said in the end? Meaning Rasulullah did not teach him this dua. Meaning Allah inspired him. He said it. Rasulullah did not tell him, excuse me, I'm Rasulullah. Don't say any dua except the one I tell you. Abu Bakr has his own dua. Omar has his own dua. Every companion has his own dua. Can we limit it, people? Don't talk like that. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. What about if you are Japanese or Chinese and you have your own dua even by Chinese? And you cannot speak Arabic yet. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, excuse me? No, I will not accept. Who am I? It's between him, the person of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ فِي عِبَادِهِ شَأْ. Between Allah and His servant is something. Do we know everything? Do we know anything? لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Very powerful. لا إله إلا أنت. You see, a lot of people said لا إله إلا أنت. This is a power. سبحانك. Praise to you, Ya Allah. إني كنت من الظالمين. If Yunus عليه السلام said that, what about me? Yunus عليه السلام was a mistake, tiny mistake. He did not do da'wah in the right place, so Allah tell him. He went to the whale and he keeps screaming to Allah, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. What about me? By this way, can I say it and I do not believe I did mistake? We are full of mistakes. We are full of sins. And this is why Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إني أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم 100 times وفي رواية 70 times. Every day Rasulullah makes istighfar and tawbah to Allah 100 times and another 70 times. We need it. This is what you heard today. I consider it the mandatory daily vitamin and mineral and cortisone and hormone and genetic and digestive element. What happened if I minus? I minus. You have to have a relationship between you and Allah in reading Quran, in doing zikr, in ibadat, the maximum you can. And if you weak like me, just make dua and make istighfar and tawbah and always set intention for more, inshaAllah. Any question, any concern? Meaning you're not reading. You're not making effort. Okay. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Always make salah ala Nabi. And always, in case I die, take this from me. This is a format of accepting dua. You start with the name of Allah. Salah ala Nabi. Istighfar and tawbah. The dua, salah ala nabi, name of Allah. By the way, the dua is like in the middle of a sandwich between two salah ala nabi and the name of Allah and istighfar and tawbah. And the early people said, is recommended to make 2 rak'ah or 4 rak'ah tawbah and istighfar before and give charity for sabilillah. All this you call it the element of accepting dua. And if you're eating haram, you stop it and make istighfar. And if you do zulm with somebody, you return the zulm. Meaning if you oppress somebody, you stop it. If you backbite somebody or whatever, which a lot of us do every day, you make istighfar and tawbah. And make dua for the person. You understand? If you ask me today, what is the most powerful 3 things you should have, and I would add 1 more and will become 4. Number 1 is zikr. Number 2 is dua. Number 3, always set intention of a lot of good deed and aim high. Don't be poor. Aim high. You're dealing with Allah, the most generous. And number 4, set intention daily, daily to Allah accept you, invite her for Allah. You get the ultimate protection and ultimate victory from Allah. What else you want today? You done? Zikr is the unity, is the light, is your flashlight, is your power station, is the nuclear energy, is the biggest army around you, is a satellite messenger service to Allah. What else you want? You can go to Invocation of God by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, Al-Wabil al-Sayyib min al-Kalim al-Tayyib, and read it, you will really be very happy. But if you live it, inshallah, the maximum we can. And dua, you can read about how many ahadith about dua, and the importance of dua, and the power of dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gets angry of those who do not make dua. And in the opposite, Allah loves who do dua. There's many ahadith about this topic. Whoever Allah allow him to make dua a lot, as soon or later Allah will open for him a lot. Don't let shaitan tell you, oh, I'm not good, I'm not going to make dua. You're stupid. You're dumb. You're listening to shaitan. And da'wah is mandatory, is very important, and each one of us should set intention, O Allah, accept me as a worker for you, Ya Allah. And once you do that, even by intention, if you're honest, Allah will give you the ultimate protection and the ultimate power and the ultimate victory, and now you belong to Allah. Can I worry about my provision? Don't worry about it. If you're working for Dunkin' Donuts and he will give you $7 per hour or $6 per hour, Allah will not give you that. Allah will give you much, much higher than that. Do you understand? Do you know what you're getting today? You're getting everything. What else do you want? What's missing now is one thing. What is it? Why we do not do? This talk is simple. Everybody talk about it. Why we do not do? We do not do because we do not believe. Why we do not believe? We do not believe in the promise of Allah. We do not believe what Allah gave me. Why? Somehow if somebody give me a gold ring, oh wow, I like it. And maybe it's fake. Or maybe it's one of the gold rings they have now. What do you call it? It's a very fake. Do you call it what? I can call you as a gold, but I forget another word. What is it? It has a name, which meaning a very tiny film, a very tiny layer.
Gold plated.
Gold bladed. And even when they tell you gold bladed, they will not tell you how much bladed. Because some of them, by a couple of weeks, is gone. But you're happy. Why? Because we are dumb. We believe in what we see. Or 16 carat, or 18 carat. Or you bought it from India and Pakistan as 22 carat, and you go to Saudi Arabia, they tell you only 17 carat. You see? Everybody cheating. And we love the promises of the cheater. And the promises of Allah, the one who never cheat and never lie, and he would keep his word where it is. Look at what we're doing. All the promises belong to Allah, we do not take it seriously. And the promise of each other, the one we never fulfill it, we do not take it seriously. Why? Because the reality of Iman and Yaqeen between us and Allah is so weak. The reality of who's Allah toward us is so weak. The unity between us and Allah is so weak. You understand? Why? Because we're not listening to Allah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqu Allah. O you believe, have taqwa. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ And be among the people of the truth. Why? Because Allah, He knows. If I'm not among the people of the truth, what happened to me? I get weak. Everybody snatch me. Everybody give me da'wah. And this is why either you give da'wah or somebody give you da'wah. Either you be inviter or invited. You with me or no?
Inshallah.
You still alive or no?
Yes.
Only you still alive if you belong to Allah. If you not belong to Allah, you're dead. Even if you're running Olympic. Even if your heart beat 160, what do you call it? Beat per second or per minute, like the frog, until you is eruption. It doesn't matter. Life and death in the hand of Allah is the example of who remember Allah is alive. Who do not remember Allah is dead. You belong to Allah, you are alive. You not belong to Allah, you dead. Now the life to have it.
If you intend to do certain zikr at night before you sleep, and you fall asleep while you're doing zikr, but you did not finish, do you still get the reward?
It's between us and Allah. But we should try, inshallah. May Allah forgive me, I'm a sinner like you. I'm not a good person. In the front of Allah, I'm saying it loud and clear. I have a weakness. And this weakness make me where am I? I do a lot of goodness, but I do not have istiqamah 100%. I go up and down. And this is very dangerous. And this I heard it from a sheikh saying this to my father, rahmatullah alayhi. And this I was only 5-6 years old when I listened to this. Because my father, rahmatullah, Allah gave him something. He used to see a lot of vision, a lot of truth, but sometimes he forget it, sometimes he misunderstand it, sometimes he lose it. And he went to the sheikh, and he sat down and tell him about everything about him. And he came to a conclusion. He told him, you have a weakness. You're not doing what you promise Allah all the time. By this way, you're always a sinner in the eye of Allah. By this way, if you want me to tell you the truth about me, I'm a sinner. Big sinner, really. Big sinner. Because people think sinner meaning you have to commit adultery or go to the bar or go to Atlantic City. No. If you do good deed and decrease it, you are a sinner until you go back. And you make tawbah to Allah and you go back. And this is why Rasulullah used to advise a companion, do small but continue. Don't go so big. And what make me little bit calm, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, istaqimu walam tuhsu. Have steadfast and you will never able to do everything. Never. Especially now, we are so weak. If you get up at night, you cannot read too much. If you read too much, you cannot get up at night. If you do this, we're so weak. And this is why I try to get little bit of each, the maximum you can. And all the time make istighfar for the reality of you. And try. The main now is always struggle. Try, try, try. I heard another scholar, he said something so beautiful. He said, you're not obligated of the tawfiq. You're not obligated of the result. But Allah wants from you the struggle. The struggle. This is all He wants from you. And this is what I tell people. I only try to struggle. I might succeed, I might fall, but I always have to struggle. You have to struggle. You cannot quit. You cannot give up. And how long do you do that? You do that until you die. The fight is going between us and shaitan, between us and the devil until we die. If you give up and go to sleep, he doesn't give up and go to sleep. He's working. And sometimes for us, we might be weak to the point, the sins is good for us or weakness, to make us feel so down and humble and humility to go to Allah. Because sometimes when you do a lot of worship, shaitan tell you, you know something? You are the best. Nobody do what you do. And he make you like yourself and destroy. You understand or no? By the way, the most important part in our life is what? Is struggle. Mujahada. Mujahada. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of the truth mujahada for sabilillah. Insha'Allah. Yes, Salah.
What is struggle?
A struggle is mujahada. A struggle against yourself, against your habit. I tell you something, people. A lot of the goodness I have now is not now. Now I'm very weak. I have many problems in my life. But this was a root from many struggles in my life. Why? When you do struggle, Allah put barakah in it. And this is why we don't look at somebody as weak. Maybe he did something. Allah forgive him for what he's doing. I met a brother who was so beautiful, my man. He did a beautiful job to me. He stayed with me almost for 6-7 months. And he was a student of a big sheikh in some place. And he helped me in one thing. Do you know what is it? I used to sleep 45 minutes, 1 hour, 1 hour and a half a day only. Only. He will not allow me to sleep more than 1 hour and a half a day.
For 6 months?
For 6 months. But this you have to do gradually, and you have to do a lot of zikr. Because the main power is zikr. And the unity of Allah. And believe it or not, eat less. At this time, I hardly eat. I hardly eat. I eat a meal in a whole day, like in a handful. Just handful, and that's it. Can you do that? No. Go gradually. And try to gain the most blessing time, especially after Fajr. After Fajr is your energizer, believe it or not. If you break the habit of sleeping after Fajr, Allahu Akbar. If you break the habit to wake up a little bit before Fajr, Allahu Akbar. If you can like what you dislike, Allahu Akbar. If nothing bother you, good or bad, Allahu Akbar. And this all struggle. Let me give you one bad news. And this is the truth, I tell it to you in the front of Allah. It's very difficult to do that in an environment nobody to support you. Very difficult. Doesn't mean it's impossible. I will tell you what I do. You cry to Allah and said, Allah, help me out. In the front of Allah and this camera now, I have many weaknesses in my life. And when I used to go to Medina and Rawda Sharifa, I ask Allah and He give me.
Allah.
And sometime by the end of the year, it go back again. And one of them, I used to ask Allah, Allah, don't make me lose Fajr and don't make me need alarm clock. And believe me, for a long time, I used to wake up before Fajr, even if I'm so tired. And very, very rarely, I lose. Even if I'm traveling, especially when I'm traveling. Do you know why? My conscience becomes very, very alert. But sometimes, if you live with me and you're going to wake me up, in my heart, I made a mistake. So and so will wake me up. You see how it goes? But we should. I meet this man in Mecca, in the middle of the crowd. He tell me I'm going to go to sleep, and I'm going to wake up for tahajjud. I tell him how. He said, I have a habit between me and Allah. But if there is a pious people, Allah wake them up. Why we do not wake up? Because our sins, our nafs, our desire. By this way, all the disease is me, inside of me. And this why, sometime you have to run away and be in seclusion alone and get some power. And believe me, people, you do not know. When I ask Allah to go for Ramadan and Umrah and all this, not for a show like everybody else. I feel so weak. I need the power. And this power, I gain it where? In the most blessing places. By this way, I take it as my charger. Because when you do da'wah, you get weak. And da'wah is supposed to be balanced, da'wah and worship. Sometimes I do a lot of da'wah and low in worship, and this destroys me. And once I feel a little bit down, I have to run back to Allah to get the boost and come back. How to balance it? Only Allah knows. We only try. Sometime wrong, sometime right, sometime wrong, sometime right. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and give us good ending. But you understand now? You have to. You have to be honest to Allah. But you have to struggle. Even in reading. Long, long time ago, I cannot read. My eyes tears. Not because I'm crying. It's tearing. Tearing, I cannot read. And it's burning. And a lot of headache. Wonder what is that?
Shayateen.
What you do? A lot of istighfar, a lot of tawbah. Go for sajda. Just even sajda or two rak'ah. And cry to Allah, said, Allah, please open for me. Mil ghusl, come back. Sit down. Don't let it go. Mil ghusl, come back. Take a shower. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't allow your habit to give up. Don't. Go above your habit. Go against your habit. Especially in eating. Yeah. Eat what is you, whatever you dislike. Don't eat everything you like. Don't run after it. Any question, any concern? Don't look to the mistake of others, look to your own mistake.
I've been told hadiths where, or I guess stories, where there are some people making zikr, and at this time someone, I believe Umar radiallahu anhu, comes in and says, why are you making zikr? When at this time you should be working. I'm not under that circumstance, am I?
What do you mean?
Meaning they were...
Okay, let me tell you what's going on today. When you go to Allah, always will be a difficulty. Very difficult. And the difficulty is designed to make you rely more on Allah and to struggle more. And this struggle meaning, in your own personal hour, you might need to cut some of that and do it for Allah. Now this is called sacrifice. The more you sacrifice, the more He give you. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa tabayna ila middin amma ba'd. Now, inshallah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will talk about the name of Allah, Al-Hakim. Don't do that, okay? Yes. Next time will be under the video camera. Al-Hakim. Okay? Now, what Al-Hakim? The most wise. Now, today, you ask any Muslim, who's Hakim? Allah. Okay, the Hakim, he send you a lot of messages in Quran. How much you know? None or one or whatever. The Hakim tell you to listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many advice we get from him? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us to follow the companion. and listen to them. How many of us read the story of the companion and gain some wisdom from that? It's not only for reading. To take this wisdom and get it and use it for your life. Let's go and know what is Hakim is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa al-aziz al-hakim. The owner of dignity, Hakim, wise. By the way, you will find out certain name of Allah is joined together. For example, dignity and wisdom always together in Quran, most of the time. Anybody know why? Think. Can you be dignified and you are a fool? Imagine. You go to a mental institute and somebody is so high. High of what? In lunatic? By this way, the more wisdom you have, the more you will be elevated. Now, and Allah is the owner of wisdom, He's the owner of elevation, He's the owner of all dignity. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. If you forgive them, you are the only one, Aziz, Hakim, the owner of Izzah, elevation and dignity, and the owner of wisdom. Now, what is Hakim? He said, at this moment, the meaning of Hakim, because Allah, He create, and what He create, He give it the best of everything, and He do the best tadabbur, the best preparation, the best of everything. And he said, no way anybody can have this quality except Allah, because nobody can do it except Allah. Always, whatever you do, you will have deficiency. Anything you do, you will make a mistake. You will never do anything perfect. Never. None of us can be perfect. Never, never, never. Doesn't put some of you off the hook, okay? No, you try, inshallah, to do your best. Now, and he said, this also a wisdom from Allah to show His own wisdom by His own best of creation. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. He is the best of creation. If you look to the animal, if you open any program about animal and bird and all this, you surrender. You surrender of the amount of wisdom. Now, listen to me carefully now. This is the message of all, the message for all of us. What is hikmah? They said hikmah, wisdom, is a word. It explains the amount of knowledge and the benefit of this knowledge to you and others. Do you get it or no?
No.
Okay. It is the best knowledge, with the best behavior, with the best way of using it, for the best of your benefit. This is called wisdom. And again, we go back, and nobody can do all this except whom?
Allah.
Why? Because he said, because the only one knows the roots of all the knowledge is whom?
Allah.
And who knows the past? Allah. The present? Allah. The knowledge? As a future, Allah. If He know all this, who can know more than Him? Nobody. Who can give me more wisdom more than Him? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's challenging us by saying, is I did not create all this earth and what it contained just like that. But with complete tadabbur and complete wisdom. He said, if we look to the difference between the knowledge of Allah compared to the knowledge of angels, and the knowledge of angels compared to us, and the knowledge of us compare the knowledge of messenger prophet compared to us, and the knowledge of a scholar compared to the knowledge of the average, and the knowledge of the average compared to the knowledge of the animal. It shows you the wisdom of Allah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 260, وَمَنْ يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةِ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever Allah give him wisdom, he gets the ultimate goodness. A lot of goodness. Not a doctorate degree, not a master degree, not money, not a status. Is the wisdom from Allah is the ultimate goodness. Now, what is hikmah? This is the knowledge of Allah. What is hikmah? The knowledge of Allah to lead you to Allah, to gain the wisdom from Allah, because He's the only one to give it to you. And he said, knowledge, either a knowledge you seek it, or a knowledge it happened to you. What it mean? He said, either a knowledge you seek it, you go after, or a knowledge it happened to you automatically, you do not mean it, by action happen in your life, and you gain something from it. And this is called al-hikmah al-amaliyya. The action knowledge, and the knowledge of the books. And he said, if you look, a lot of people looking for knowledge, a lot of people looking for wisdom, physics, chemist, biology, mathematics, you know, you name it, money, status, and even by fiqh, regulation, ahkam, Arabic, tajweed, all this knowledge. But if it's not seeked for the pleasure of Allah, with the intention to get closer to Allah, what's the wisdom behind it? And this is why Imam Samarqandi, he said, not every knowledgeable person is really close to Allah. And not every close person to Allah is very knowledgeable. Now, what we learn from that? If Allah do not shower you and open your heart and your mind to gain His wisdom and some of His wisdom, who we are? We are a fool. Because what's the opposite of wise? Now, even in dunya, from dunya point of view, he said, what is hikmah? One scholar, he said in the early days, hikmah, listen to me careful now, is a beneficial knowledge for you. You gain it, you live it, it benefits you, it enhances your life. This is a beneficial knowledge. It benefits you and you live in it. And when some situation arises, you able to handle it according to this knowledge. Now you are wise. Do you get it or no? I give you an example. I tell you, this tea is so hot, don't touch. You touch or you drink it, you burn your tongue. Is this wisdom or fool? Fool, because you do not really value the knowledge you receive. But if I tell you it's very hot and you let it sit and cool down, now you are wise. Do you see? By this way, apply this in a very basic manner with each other. If I'm gaining knowledge, whatever knowledge, and this knowledge do not change my life, do not enhance my life, do not benefit me, and do not change me to a better status, something wrong with this knowledge. Or my way of seeing it is wrong. Apply it to every aspect. And this meaning, I have to seek the knowledge for the knowledge, for the benefit. And this why, if you look to the Islam, the beginning of all the knowledge has to be seeked for whom? For Allah. If I seek the knowledge for Sabilillah, to get closer to Allah, to spread it for Allah, to really live in it, this is useful knowledge to me and other. Can it be for another thing? Sure, but will not benefit me in this life and hereafter. Now, if I'm a human being and I hear that, I have two choices now. Either I seek the knowledge of Allah and get closer to Allah, and hopefully, inshallah, Allah will give me the knowledge and wisdom, or I live in my own darkness of my ignorance and my own disease and arrogant and lunatic and you name it. Who among us have some? All of us have each, part of each. The more we seek the knowledge of Allah, the more we try, the more we may aim, the more we gain, the more we go up, the more we have knowledge, the more we have wisdom, the more we have closeness to Allah. You won't know who you are when a situation arises, how you handle it. Do you handle it according to your habit and culture? Or you handle it according to the knowledge of Allah? Very simple. Now you know who you are. Like one person, he said, until and unless the knowledge you receive, it become your habit. You get it? Until this knowledge, the one that benefit you, it become your habit. For example, somebody make you mad. You get crazy, you lose yourself. Where's the knowledge? By this way, if I allow myself to lose myself, to lose my temper, to use my manner, to lose anything, what it mean? I have no knowledge. Meaning my habit is overcoming my knowledge and the benefit of my knowledge. And until this knowledge is overcoming my habit and my personality, I'm in big trouble. And this I will tell you the truth. I will tell you a bad news, very bad. You will never gain it in your own environment. Very difficult. Very difficult. Sometimes you have to immigrate. And if you cannot immigrate physically, you have to immigrate internally. How you do that? Anybody know? We said it in the first chapter. Zikr. Remember Allah a lot. Unite your heart to Allah. To Allah give you this awareness and awakeness all the time. By this way, He can benefit you. What are you guys doing all the time? Internet between each other. I see two people in here having internet between each other in a notebook. And they're doing it and it's very short. Enough internet. You want to do it and finish it. And otherwise, you're occupying yourself. Shut it off and that's it. Until it's really, unless it's really so important. Now, Al-Wadud. I tell people, if you sit where am I and watch, you're learning a lot. Because the way you sit, the way you behave, very important. Do you know this time now, really? Do you really want to know who is the most beneficial? The one is not here. The one really going to the ocean of this world and keep living it. And have the poverty between him and Allah and said, Al-Hakim, Ya Allah. Imagine, here am I, I'm hearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever I give him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wisdom, I give him the ultimate goodness, the most goodness. What that should be now? I should be hungry or no? And especially when you go to the opposite of wisdom, what is it? Full. Meaning all of us, either 80% full, 20% wisdom. 95% full, 5% wisdom. 99% full, 1% wisdom. Or 90% wisdom, 10% full. Now you have to ask yourself, who am I? And what is more than others? Now you have to now use a thermometer according to who you are. Is above 50% is okay? Is above 60% is okay? Above 70% is okay? I believe in my schedule. Anything above 85% you're okay. Meaning 85% wise, 15% full is okay. Is allowed. But you cannot be 85% full, 15% wise. This is really. Imagine if somebody come to you and tell you, excuse me, I won't marry you. 85% full, 15% wise. What do you think? Do you like that? Meaning 85% of the time he will be a fool. 15% he will be a wise.
What is the 15% fool and 15% wise?
You have to make your own decision. If you like it, Allahu Akbar. Let me ask you a question. Ask yourself, word 50-50 in life, what it mean? No. Use basic mathematics. If you have 50% full, 50% wise, what it mean?
Corrupted.
Eh?
Corrupted.
Something more important than that. Equal what?
Zero.
Allah Ta'ala. Something has to be above. Always is a game in life. I'm 50-50. Once I hear from you 50-50, believe me, it's 20-80. It's 10-90. People who said 50-50, believe me, is a troublemaker. Big troublemaker. Because you know who you are. You know who you are. And you have to struggle. Do you want that quality tonight? Okay. Ask yourself, do you like somebody to be a fool with you 50% of the time? If you like it, Allahu Akbar. Because believe it or not, actually, any amount of fool can destroy any goodness. A lot of people tell you I'm good-hearted, but they're really a fool. And all the Arabic used to say, "Ashab al-aqul firah." The one have wisdom or have mind in a calmness. You can have a person beautiful heart, but this all the wire is cut. Is no antenna. The program is corrupt. Is a power shortage inside. What it will do is, how many people among us, you know, oh, I'm so good, it's so good hearted, but deal with the person. He tell you to take you to a mental institute. What is the outcome of this goodness? Please wake up. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever Allah give him goodness, he gets the ultimate goodness. Whoever Allah give him wisdom, he has the ultimate goodness. If you go back to your life now, do fast rewind and pause to different action in your life or even reaction by somebody. You find every time you have a major person in your life acting in foolishness, it's really, it destroy any goodness. Even sometimes he said, this foolishness is the vinegar of the person. Meaning you put it in something, it destroys.
When you say foolishness, do you mean like silly?
Foolishness, no. Foolishness is not silly. Silly is a part of foolishness. But foolishness meaning, again, when you deal with things, you call it in Arabic hamaqa. Hamaqa, like one person, he quote a story. A king, he was a fool. And everybody always, you know, blaming him and call him names. He had it. He heard about a boy, some village, is everybody call him a wise. A boy. But everybody go for him for wisdom. He go to the boy. I tell him, I give you half of my kingdom and give me some of your wisdom. He said, no. He said, I give you all my kingdom and give me your wisdom. He said, no. He said, why? He said, if you give me your kingdom and I give you my wisdom and I keep your foolishness, I can spend your kingdom and my foolishness stay. Go. I won't keep my wisdom. Do you get it? How many people inheriting a lot of money? And short time, the money is gone. And what do you stay? Fool. Because always fool destroy. And wisdom grow. Look to your product. Look what you're generating. Look what you're trying to do. Let me tell you something so powerful. Look to your present in any meeting or with anybody. What is the result of the meeting? Look to the way you talk to anybody. What is the result of your talking? Because the wise person always, his present is a wisdom. His talk is a wisdom. His appearance is a wisdom. Everything is a wisdom. And let me give you the knowledge of all the knowledge. Silent. Silent. And talk with, what do you call it, the drops. And don't talk with the drops until somebody squeezes you. Yesterday I was talking to one sister. It's 4 or 5 verses in Surah At-Tawbah. If you read them, it makes you scary. Something I say to people, anybody loving anything above Allah, Allah promised to torture him with what he loved. You cannot love anybody above Allah. No man, no woman, no child, no business, nothing above Allah. You get it or no? The love of Allah has to be the will of all your love. And this is why Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, whoever love for Allah and dislike for Allah, he complete his iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the believer, what? يُحَبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُمْ. He loved them and they love him. Allah love you and you love him. Today we're too far because we do not know the reality of love. Love generates this relationship, bond. And also it generates this closeness with thanks and gratitude. Because you always love goodness. And they said, love also, when you love something, you want goodness for them. You want give them goodness. You see? You want serve. Today, let me tell you, a lot of people, when they said, I love you, meaning I need you. I need something from you. Go away, but give me what I like. It's all completely selfishness. Meaning is a fake love. Because love is giving. Some people are so greedy and selfish and blind. They said, okay, I want you to love me. But I'm sitting. I'm not willing to do anything. I do not want anything. I want somebody to love me. Nobody wants to love me. This is very famous in America. You see, why nobody love me? Why nobody cannot love me? What's the problem with me? What's the problem for you? You need 100 lashes, 100 smack, hanging from your feet until you said La ilaha illallah. Why? Because the Arabic people used to have a sentence. A sentence. It's not Islamically, it's Arabic, from Arabic culture, the old one, not the corrupted one today. What they said, a beautiful sentence, they said, you will never be loved unless you love. Listen carefully now. This is the roots of love. You will never be loved unless you love. And you will never love unless you give. Do you get it or no? A lot of you do not get it. Be careful. Because today a lot of the marriage is a wacko. It's empty. Why? People are so selfish. They think about themselves and that's it. You will never be loved unless you love. And you will never love unless you give. Somebody said, okay, I'm going to give you. What are you planning to give me? I said, excuse me, is business transition now? Are we sitting in the stock market? This is what we do today. You find a girl or a man. Okay, I'm willing to love you, okay? If I love you and give you this, what are you planning to give? It become a business. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loved you before He created you. He loved you after He created you. He loved you after you commit sins. He loved you after you run away from Him. He loved you when He gave you all the goodness and you do not even show gratitude to Him. He still loves you and He still gives you and He opened His arm to you and tell you, and even if you go astray and you do all this against me, come and tell me, forgive me, I forgive you, I give you tawbah and I accept your repent and I give you all goodness again. Today you deal with a person with goodness. Make one boo-boo, one mistake. Allahu Akbar. I never see goodness from you. You never was good to me. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. This is called kufr. The kufr of ni'mah and juhud. When you deny the goodness. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called the kafir is a jahid, is not thanking Allah. Why? When you ask him, they have a lot of bounty, but they thank somebody else. Thank you, thank you, thank you too much. Thank you. Where is thank you to Allah? And he said, if you really go down to the roots of wid, meaning closeness. Closeness. The person who give you wid, the person who really love you, he's close to you. And this closeness is not the closeness of physical, it's more than that. It's the closeness of emotion, the closeness of goodness, the closeness of benefit you, the closeness from every mean possible. And the only one to do that is Allah. He's the most closest one to you. He's the most beneficial to you. He's the most good to you. And this is why Allah al-Wadud. Some people said even this wid is a rahmah. Because his rahmah, he spread it. By this way, can you love somebody and you won't kill him at night? Or because he make a mistake, you open the window and throw him out? No. You're full of rahmah. Because when you love someone, even his own mistake, you forgive him. You forgive the mistake. You do not calculate it. And who does that? Allah. In any moment you tell him, Ya Allah, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah. He said, come, come my slave servant. You call me by my quality, I forgive you. And I take all your bad deed, I convert it to good deed. How many of us do that in a relationship? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showered us with something so beautiful. In Surah Maryam, Allah promised the believer of something so beautiful. Verse 96, Surah Maryam. سَيَجْعَلْ لَهُمَ الرَّحْمَانَ وِدَّا. Allah said to the believer, Allah will make for them a wid in the Day of Judgment, closeness. Meaning you have a special status between you and Allah in the Day of Judgment. Imagine when I have a status, I tell you, if I hire you in this company, I will give you a good status with me. Don't worry about it. How you feel? Imagine Allah tell you in the Day of Judgment, I will give you status next to me. And at this time, nobody else. And this he said, if you know Allah, you will love Him. And if you love Him, you will never love anybody except Him. And all the love in your heart will be for Him, by Him, toward Him, and only for Him. Meaning you love your wife, your kids, whatever. All the love is love of what? Rahmah and forgiveness. Because you're imitating Him. This is His quality. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said, if you want to be faster and closer to muqarrabin and above them, forgive those who oppress you. Forgive those who oppress you. And one of the mashayikh, he said, if you're really a true believer and true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, the love do not increase with giving and do not decrease with calamity. Do you get it? Eh? Yes or no? Because if you really love Allah and you believe Allah wise, you see wisdom in everything. Even the most ultimate calamity is unbelievable wisdom behind it. And this is why the early Tabi'een and even the companion, Jesus said, we love calamity more than we love dunya and goodness. Because calamity make us remember Allah. And we know by giving us calamity, He remember us. Because if Allah love you, He opened the door of calamity to you. To make you remember Him all the time. And if He won't destroy you, He opened dunya for you. By this way, you have no time for Him. And this is why all the chosen one, they have heavy calamity. The more you're chosen by Allah, the more tough life you have. And at this time, this tough life will become enjoyable to you. You do not see any toughness in it. You see enjoyable. Why? It's coming from your Lord, the one who loves you. And you know for a fact whatever happening is for your own goodness. If you really love somebody until you take this medicine, it's sour. If you really love the person, oh, it's sour, it doesn't taste good, but you believe it, it's good, you tell me to advise me, alhamdulillah. It's not too sour. Why? Love. Love makes things becoming so easy. But the real one again. You know something? All my life, I find out the majority of people have no love. They have no love. A lot of people have this word in their tongue very easy. And I find the more you have it in your tongue, the more liar you are. Love, you can feel it, you can sense it. What about the one who takes care about you in every situation? And he show you and give you dignity and strength in the last moment to show you who he is. He doesn't deserve. One of the Imam of the early Tabi'een, He was sitting in a mental institute because people call him crazy. And they put him in a mental institute, big imam. And some of his students came to him. And he tried to check them out. They said, oh, we love you, imam. We love you to see you. He was sitting in a place. He took some small rocks. And he sort of threw it at them. And when he threw it at them, they started running away. And he started repeating the sentence. لو كنتم محبين لي لما فررتم عن بلائي. If you're really a lover and beloved to me, why are you running away from my calamity? When I give you a little bit of something, why are you running away? And he said, Al-Wadud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who show you his love by open for you the door of his knowledge. And he go to the sinner and he show them his love by forgiving them and show the door of mercy and tawbah to them. And he said, and he shows the average people his love by giving them and keep giving them provision. Today, when I have extra food, I'm happy. Extra clothes, I'm happy. Extra this, I'm happy. This is the lowest provision. This is the lowest love. The second love, to Allah give you tawbah and forgiveness. And the third love, to Allah allow you to know Him. This is the ultimate. The knowledge of Allah is the ultimate love from Allah to a human being. Now listen to this now, because this is what I saw it and I believe it. If Allah love you, He cut you away from everything you love. If He love you, He cut you from everything you love until your heart only have only one love. The love of whom? I cannot hear you.
Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu al-wadud. Anybody in your life thinking about it deserve to be loved more than Allah? Now, if you love goodness, who's the owner of all goodness to all of us? Allah. Anybody can deliver goodness to you more than Allah? And even when you love a human being, try to love him with the right intention. Because Allah is seeking him to help me and do this and this to me. Apply it to everything. Because we only tool for each other for sabilillah. You get it or no?
Yes.
Allah is what? Al-Wadud. If you have Al-Wadud with you and toward you and in your company, what else do you want? If you have Allah Al-Hakim and He shower you with His Hikmah, what else do you want? Al-Majid wa huwa Al-Ghafoor Al-Wadud Dhul Arsh Al-Majid. Majid, a very elevation word for something so high. والقرآن المجيد. By this way, المجيد is an Arabic word, is elevation with a status, beneficial, containing a lot of quality. They call it so and so majd. This majd. And he said, this man is majid. Meaning this man is a kareem, is generous. If a cow is full of milk and big, they said this cow is a majida, is big. By this way, anything beneficial and have a lot of goodness, it has majd. Now, who among us is majid? Who among us have majid? The more you have knowledge of Allah, the more you can get closer to Allah, you are majid in this earth, in the angel kingdom, and in the day of judgment. Do you get it or no? By this way, if Allah allow my ear to hear His name, and Allah allow my heart to comprehend His knowledge and His name, what else He want? What is the highest knowledge above that? Nothing. What time now?
2 minutes to 6.
SubhanAllah. 2 minutes to 6?
15.
15. Al-ba'ith. Al-ba'ith. What al-ba'ith? Al-ba'ith in Arabic is the one who re-originate. The one who brings something after it's finished. What's that? The what?
The
resurrector. Correct. And this applied to a plant. If you look now to the plant, it looked like dead. 1 month from now, boom, it's blooming. Allahu Akbar. And Allah can take anything from nothing to exist, from exist to nothing. And repeat it again. Only one can do that. Who's that?
Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, al-ba'th in here is many kind of ba'th. Ba'th after this life, after during this life, and ba'th of the heart, ba'th of the soul. You see? What about the ba'th of give me a certain desire, certain way to go through a certain way? Meaning even our himmah, our desire, our feeling, our motivation is a style of bath from Allah to us. All of a sudden, oh, I want Iman. Do you think you get it from your father or your mother? No. You get it genetic? No. Is the guidance and tawfiq from Allah to you? Is the heat put you to sleep, inshallah? Or are you still up? You sure? Okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put you in a calamity and make you so weak and isolated for Allah to give you ba'th and make you come to Him and recognize who can change all conditions for you. Do you understand or no? Now, what we learned from that? He said, you have to know is you are nothing and Allah make you. And your soul was someplace and Allah generated. And after that, Allah shower you with all the knowledge to make you a human being. And after that, Allah shower you with the knowledge to make you a Muslim. And Allah shower you to unite your heart and your soul to Him and give you the food of the soul, the word of Allah, the guidance of Allah, the wisdom of Allah, the generosity of Allah, the word of Allah. And this why after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, verse 122, أَوَ مَنْ كَانَ مَيِّتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَا. The one who was dead and we make him alive. He talk about here what? This life. Meaning, if you're far away from Allah, you're dead. The moment Allah give you Iman and get you closer to Allah, you are alive. Meaning, He did what? Ba'ath. He resurrect and recreate. يُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ بِالرُّوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. He said, if the slave servant seeks the knowledge of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his soul alive. And he said similar, if you teaching other, you become having a part of Allah quality. Now you do ba'ath to their life. You see? And this is the highest level of a human being. To Allah make you living among people to do his job in earth, which is the job of messenger and prophet, to take people from dead state to alive state, to take the soul from agony state to a happy state. And it's only by what? Getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, none of this can happen without tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, by Allah give you ba'ath, He allowed all this to grow. He said, example, an area so dry, Allah, He give bath to the cloud. It come, give rain, the rain. Flood the ground, boom, everything coming. Who did it? Allah. It's not the rain, it's not the cloud. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did the bath. He said, even, who clean your heart from the waswas of shaitan? Who give you the quality? Who take your bad quality and switch it with a good quality? It's all bath. And one of the early tabi'in, he said, be with people with body, but we be with Allah with your soul all the time. And the more we try that and we make struggle, the more He give you bath. And now you're changing. Believe me, this is how it changes. The more you get closer, He changes you. He changed you. He changed you. You get it or no? Why are we not changing too much? We're not making effort too much toward Him. And this is what I said to people always. I believe it without no doubt. The one who changed you inside out is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this has to come with iman and yaqeen with the one. You worship Him. And this is what makes your salah, your zakah, your fasting, everything has a different meaning completely. And what allow you to handle any situation? Knowledge. Knowledge. And this knowledge, by the will of Allah, it has to be alive in your heart and your soul. To when a situation rises, you can handle it. Good or bad, in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And you cannot do that unless what? Huh?
But
unless you are ready with Allah. Ready with Allah. Meaning, because who can enable you to see and behave and give you the bath? Allah. But why Allah will give it to you if you're going in the wrong way? All you need to be with Allah, or try you want to be with Allah, the rest He will do it for you. And this was the whole ummah missing. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah will never change any nation unless He changes what? Inside. What is inside? The iman. The iman and yaqeen and tawakkul and thiqa and all this. And the, what above? The love. The thanks. Because any time you forget one of Allah's name, you forget one of His quality, you will have mass bad quality. You understand? Anybody have his hand like this, put it down. What time now? 5:53. MashaAllah. Allahumma barak ya Rabbi. Al-Shaheed. Allah is Shaheed. What is Shaheed?
Witness.
And this has a lot of talk. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Enough, Allah is a bear witness. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبُ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. Allah witness. Witness about what? The seen and unseen. The known and unknown. The present and the present. Imam Abu Hamid Ghazali, he said something very beautiful. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, عَالِمُ الْغَيْبُ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. The knower of ghayb, the unseen, and shahada, the present. He said, الْغَيْبُ عَبَارَ عَمَّا بَطَن. The ghayb, the unseen, of what we cannot see. وَالشَّهَادَة, of what is seen. And he said, if you consider knowledge just like that, he said, if knowledge belong to the unseen, Allah become khabir. And if the knowledge become to the seen, Allah becomes shaheed. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ فَلْيَصُمْ. Whoever present, shahid, the month of Ramadan, fast. And a lot of verses about that. شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Allah, He bear witness over Himself. وَأَشْهَدُهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah, He make our soul bear witness of ourselves. Why Allah called the martyrs shaheed? Because he's present. He's not dead. He know. He sees a moment of death. He sees on Jannah. He's a shahid. You see? And he see everything until the day of judgment. He's alive. He will never die. Yes. He's the only one, his soul go to Allah, not to the grave. You remember the journey of soul? وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتُلُوا فِي سَبِيلَ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Don't think the martyrs is dead, but they are alive. With Allah, get provision. Allah call us لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, to make us witness against people. Surah At-Tur, verse 48. This is the one I was telling you about the scholar. وَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. When I have a situation really tough, I remember this verse. وَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. Be patient with what your Lord ordained. You are under my eyes. Now, if a situation rise, and you oppress me or you're doing anything, if I know Allah is shahid, shaheed, sami'un, alimun, khabirun, He hear, He know, and He's wise, what's the problem? Tell me, is Allah do not see me? Is Allah do not know my condition? He know it. And with ultimate wisdom, this my condition now for a wisdom Allah know. What it should do to me? Upset or happy? Happy. Because if a situation arises, nothing to do with you, against your will, what it mean? It's destined. Meaning is good for you, but you do not know. We do not understand. Maybe you have a bad calamity, and you be patient and content and thank Allah. Allah takes the calamity and the thanks and patience and the unity between you and Allah and contentment, and give you a lot of palace in Jannah. Maybe another thing in life, it will never reach this level. How you know? But we do not see it. Maybe it will take a lot of arrogance from your heart. Maybe it calm you down. How you know? Maybe it make you closer to Allah. Without it, you can be in dunya, and you will be destroyed. How you know? By this way, if you look always to calamity, you find after calamity is a lot of goodness for you. A lot of goodness beyond your imagination. But the problem with us, we look at the minus in material. Only we look from material point of view. Minus health, minus money, minus status, minus beauty, minus age, minus anything. But I forget. With every minus is goodness. Like they said, when you're young, you're very strong, but you're fool. When you get older, Allah take all the strength out and He give you wisdom. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's wise. It's almost like till you come. Before you come to the grave, come on. I prepare you with good quality. You do not need all this nonsense. You don't need soccer ball, you don't need basketball, no, you need me. But when you're like, no, I have to have basketball, I have to do this, I have to do that, calm down. Wait until you have white hair, you don't need basketball anymore. And he said, Allah Shaheed, He know what you have in your heart. And according to what you have in your heart, He fill you with it, with light, with wisdom, with His pleasure, with His knowledge. What about if I want living room? You get another living room. You want Lexus, you get Lexus. You get Mercedes, you get Mercedes. Whatever you have in your heart, He will fulfill your heart with what you want. Yes, Qurrat al-Ayn. Okay, this is a beginning, hopefully. Doesn't mean you can go to Atlantic City, find a lot of people who have white hair. And at this time, the white hair will be witness against them. You see? Again, you have to mix it with what? Quran. You cannot mix it with... I cannot go now to a barber shop and have a couple of silver... what do you call it? Dye or whatever. And I have permanent... You know, what do you call it? And I make myself a gray. No. This gray is witness to you or against you. Because the more you have gray, the more Allah tell you, come. You're coming closer to me now. You see? What happened if you are 17 years old, 18 years old, and half of your hair gray? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Can it be genetic? Sure. But at this time, what you do? Try to live the white hair. A lot of people cannot take white hair. They have to dye. Dye white hair is a big makruh. Big one. Big makruh to the point of curse. And I know a lot of people cannot take it. They have to dye their hair. They are like 60-something, 70-something, not even white hair. I would say, MashaAllah, you have a good health. Not even one. And I find they dye their hair all the time. This is, according to Quran and Sunnah, completely big, big, big makruh. To the point haram. To the point cursed. You won't do it? Exactly like Rasulullah said. He said, do it. Decorate your white with what? Hinna. Okay? What time now? 6:02. We only have 2 seconds to go. 1 second in here, 1 second we go to the grave. And after this 2 seconds, either happiness or sad for infinity. Either you die with the pleasure of your Lord, or you die with the pleasure of Shaitan. Now which one you want? Meet him with a pleasure. And if you meet Allah, the ultimate goodness, the creator, the one who meet you with complete forgiveness, inshaAllah, and mercy, he doesn't deserve this meeting to be prepared for. If we love someone, and this person coming to see us, how we look like, how much we sit and take a shower and brush our teeth and hopefully and, you know, try to look good, smell good to meet the person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not look to us from outside. He look to us inside. And he would be very happy when he see inside is only one. What is that? Allah. And once you have that, you have everything. And once you have everything, nothing would bother you. Nothing. Minus or giving doesn't bother you. Because you know it's coming from Allah. And the only thing, you be patient, and you thank Allah, and you show gratitude to Allah. At this time, whatever situation you dislike, you will find you like it. Because you find a lot of goodness in it. And it's the only time you really enjoy any time. when you see it with the eye of wisdom. If I do not originate it, if I do not want it, if I do not make any effort for it, and it happened to me, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I was telling people a couple of days ago, one time I have a relative of my ex-ex calling me, big shot. And he tell me, you know something? I can buy you a beautiful land in the Red Sea. I can get it for you very cheap. I said, okay, whatever you said. He called me the week following. He told me, I have a beautiful land for you, $2 million. I tell you before, $2 million. I said, you know something? How big is the land? I forget how many faddan, how many acre. Huge, huge. He told me, you can make resort, you can make hotels, you can make this, you can make that, you can cut it and buy and sell. This is a lifetime opportunity. I'm giving it to you like average, like almost like 10 cents per meter. And the market value like almost 100. Okay? I said, my budget is not this much. Make it smaller. 1 week later, I said, I found something else. Only 1.2 million. I said, make it a little bit lower. He called me after 1 week, 10 days, he said, I find something, really something. It's so beautiful, similar to all of the above, and only $500,000. I said, you know something? I like it, but I do not need all this. Little bit smaller. And this man, he loved me, he respected me, he called me all the time, he called me my sheikh, my ustaz, everything. He told me, can I ask you a question to make it easy for me? What is your budget? At this time, I do not have it, but I have to tell him something. I tell him, you know something? Like 3,000-5,000. Do you know the sound? He hung up. Not even salam. He never called anymore. And you know what is my name? He said, this man is crazy. Something wrong in his head. He said, this man is crazy. Something wrong with his head. Why? He said, 25 years in America, and he have no $500,000, he have no $1 million, and he's a computer engineer. Something wrong. Where he spend his money? What happened to him? By this way, the majority of people today, if they heard you have no money, what is that? They hang up. They have no respect for you. Now said, I have Lexus, I have this amount of money, I play with it in the stock market. Oh, ya basha, ya khidewi, you are the one, you know, Mr. whatever. And even they bow to you. You see? And I tell people, last year was a very tough year for me. Very tough. According to people, I lost many material things. But I did Umrah 1 month in Ramadan. I went for Sabilillah, I spread goodness in almost 1 month. I did Hajj for my dead uncle. I did many hours in Rawda Sharifa. Tell me now, is worth it or no? Do we really value one rak'ah in Haram Sharif? Do we value one rak'ah in Rawda Sharifa? If we check the unseen knowledge and what Allah can do for me in one moment of this moment, what million can do? What piece of land what could do? What Lexus or Mercedes-Benz will do? And if I die, which one will I will take with me? Lexus? Mercedes-Benz? A piece of land in the Red Sea? a result of people committing adultery and committing sin in my behalf, and all I care about money, naked beaches, and I'm happy because I'm multimillionaire and I have a tourist attraction, or I have nothing, I have even no apartment, but Allah allowed me to have at least 6 hours in Rawdah Sharif. 6 hours praying in Jannah. Which one is higher? If you belong to dunya, you will put me in a mental institute. If you belong to akhirah, you will thank Allah and said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. اللهم أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل عملا صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل عملا صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي، إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. آمين يا رب العالمين. And not only that, younger embraced Islam, and the first Ramadan she has was in Mecca and Medina. And Umrah in Ramadan. And Umrah in Ramadan equal Hajjah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we value what the promise of Allah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us awladul akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who only belong to akhirah. And our ham al-akhirah, our love, the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love of Islam, and the love of spreading rahmah and mercy to mankind, Muslim and non-Muslim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the carrier of the peace and rahmah in our heart to all mankind. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow earth, this earth, to be witness to us, not against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us when we die to the sky and earth cry over us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with his names and quality and give us the quality of his quality, ya Allah. O Allah, give us quality from your quality, ya Allah. O Allah, cleanse us from our bad habit and genetic habit and all our bad habit, ya Allah. And make us for you, by you, toward you, ya Allah. And make all our love for you, toward you, by you, ya Allah. O Allah, give us ikhlas, ya Allah. Give us sincerity, ya Allah. Give us sidq, ya Allah. Give us honesty, ya Allah. Make us belong to you, ya Allah. لبيك 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 وسعديك والخير في يديك بك ومنك وإليك لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه أنبت وإليك المصير يا رب العالمين يا ودود يا ودود يا مجيد يا ماجد يا باعث يا شهيد يا حكيم يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله لا تحرمنا منك يا ربي ولا تحرمنا من كرمك يا ربي. اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي وافتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلاة تقبل بها دعاءنا وتغفر بها ذنوبنا وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات برحمتك وفضلك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. يا عزيز يا عزيز أعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين برحمتك وفضلك وجودك يا رب العالمين. تفضل علينا يا الله بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله، فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان. ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. يا بر يا رحيم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا ودود يا أكرم الأكرمين يا علي عظيم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول. اللهم ارزقنا اليقين والثقة عليك والتوكل عليك يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين. يا الله يا الله يا الله، هذا الدعاء وعليك الإجابة يا ربي. أجب يا ربي، أجب يا مجيب، أجب يا مجيب، يا قريب، يا سميع، يا بصير، يا الله. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.